Jesus is asked, which commandment is the greatest? He replies, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. He adds, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So love is at the core of what it means to be a follower of God. We can see that. Is that reflected in how we live our lives? Does it come out in the way that we pass on or share the faith? It is very difficult to legislate love. That's why I think the law is often legislated through rights and promises, or punishments rather. To understand the system of governance which Jesus initiates in the church, we need to understand that love is meant to be at the very core. Love is to be able to love others as they would want to be treated. Love is to will the good of the other, we say. Meaning, I care more about your good than even my own. And I will sacrifice and endure, and I will seek to do things for you rather than please myself. This can easily be misunderstood and can be distorted as well. Love is best taught by people observing it and being in a relationship with loving people. Isn't that why Jesus came to live among us? So that we would understand that we would have an example, someone to follow. Laws can be quantified, they can be measured, but how can we measure love? How do we do that? It is either there or not. We can obey without love, but what we want is obedience based on love. The old saying, I think, prevails, rules without relationship leads to rebellion. Rules aren't enough in themselves. It needs to be clear that the rules are connected to love, that the laws are there to promote love. Love is the aim of Christianity. Is that the impression that people have when they look at the church, I wonder sometimes? The church is, so many times, we have stances that sound unloving to the modern ear. You know, as Catholics, we don't accept the whole swath of invalid ways that people attempt to live conjugal relationships. We don't accept relativistic ideas of the truth. We don't accept that there will be opposing viewpoints that can both be true. We reject all methods of ending life where it's done for convenience. We reject any contraceptive lifestyle or any kind of reproductive methods that go against God's plan. Thus, it's not surprising that many people just see the church as a restriction on their lives. And that's what comes to mind when they hear the word Catholic. But all those no's, all these seemingly rigid beliefs are based on love. To which many might say, how can that be? How can that be that we have these sort of opposed viewpoints? We must have different ideas of love, then. I'd say that's probably true. I searched around a little bit on the web to look to see what is the modern definition of love. Here's one definition that I found. Love is the celebration of people's free will to unconditionally relish and delight in things that define one's world. Love is the celebration of people's free will to unconditionally relish and delight in the things that define one's world. In this understanding of love, Jesus' two greatest commandments mean something altogether different, I would say. If love is all about unconditionally relishing and delighting in things that define my world, then that's all subjective. It's all from my point of view. It's all about what I think it should be about. And there's no connection to reality, there's no connection to something outside of myself. And therefore we are bound, to have conflicting concepts of what love is. Catholicism offers an objective definition that is true for all times, all people, all circumstances. Love is willing the good of the other. Notice here the focus changes from me to the other person. Whereas the modern concept of love is all about me. We could get bogged down pretty quickly here in analyzing the differences where the modern idea of love and where the Catholic understanding of love differ and where they lead us as individuals and as a society Suffice it to say, the world we see developing around us, I would say, is one created largely by this modern idea of love. On the other hand, heaven is where we will experience perfectly the Catholic understanding of love, willing the good of the other. How can we teach someone to love as Christ does? When we see someone love, they do certain things, don't they? They sacrifice. They put the other first. They are patient. They are willing to protect and establish others in the truth. There is also the possibility that we get caught up in the externals without really having one in the church. And that is when we have a sort of a obligation-based faith. I do things because it's the right thing to do. But I'm only obeying. I'm only obeying the laws. I don't have love. I simply have the law. It hasn't really penetrated into my heart. This leads someone to an external Catholicism. And it leads to a Catholicism that isn't really attractive because it doesn't promote real love. If we try to hand this kind of Catholicism on to our children or our friends or our family members, it will only ever be moralism. It will only ever stick for as long as I can live up to this moralism. As soon as I have moral failure, I will be pushed away, pushed outside of the church because of my moral failures. There is no love. There's no relationship that ties me to the body of Christ. I either belong or not by my ability to live this moral code. When I am unable to live up to the moral code, when I'm asked to do something I can't, I look for some different way to organize my life. That's just the reality. I look for a different definition of love that I can handle. And that's where the modern definition of love comes into play, I would say. It becomes attractive because I can't do the other one. So in this strictly moral view of the church, instead of the church being a place where I can find real love and be assisted to live this love, the church is merely a group of like-minded individuals who have the same definition of right and wrong. If I can't live up to that moralism, then I go elsewhere. So moralism, or obligation-based faith, is just as dead as the modern concept of love. We have to accept that belonging to the body of Christ means we are striving to live the double love of God and neighbor in the Catholic understanding of love. And this goes far beyond the moral code of conduct. It means we strive to live in the tension of willing the good of the other and the need to forgive and be merciful when we fail. I do this because I need the same treatment from you when I fail. This becomes possible by the fact that you and I together follow Christ and are loved by Him. We're looking at Christ together. We receive that mercy together. And when we accept this fact that we are not far from the kingdom of God when we do this together, then we're on the way, my brothers and sisters. So let's ask God to help us accept the truth of what love is and to give us the grace to truly love Him and each other with that merciful love that He shares with us.